Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Take your Bible in your hands. We need to get some word now, right? We've had the Spirit moving, now we need word. How many of you know that's true? Amen. Say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have, what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. And thank God for all of you here today. We pray for you. We love you. And we speak blessings over you. And we believe in you. We believe that you've got greatness in you. I'm looking at a bunch of world changers. It's amazing. You are a bunch of world changers. And we're about to do some serious changing in the world right now. How many of you think that's a good thing to do? When you look at the world and where we're going, the direction it's taking, wow, you know we're needed, right? How many of you know the church is now needed? We're needed now more than I can ever remember. Amen. And so what I want to just, I'm picking up on where we were last week because I need to show you some stuff. We need to get vital knowledge that's going to help our lives. So we're talking about gaining vital knowledge for my life. The Bible will always give you the right road to travel. It's never going to steer you on a wrong path. And let me tell you, the road to destruction is wide. But God's way is narrow if you stick to His word. It only feels narrow until you get hooked up with God. Now you enjoy doing what He tells you. It's no longer narrow. In the beginning, it might feel a bit strange not to cuss the way you used to, not to drink the way you used to, not to womanize or manize the way you used to. It may be a bit different. But after you've been a child of God for a short space of time, immediately it changes. But from a short space of time, you start finding that, wow, I don't want that wide, broad road to destruction any longer. I'm quite, you know, content and joyful walking on this narrow road, which leads to life. Amen? And so we looked in 2 Corinthians 2:11. We looked at how the Bible describes the words of God describing the modus operandi of our enemy, the devil. Yes. We know we've got an enemy. And if we don't know about him, we'll never be able to stand against him. And so we're going to show you a couple of ways that he works. Ephesians 6:11. It says, you put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So he's given us a warning. There's a road sign. You know, when you're driving on a road and it says, slow down 25 miles an hour, sharp curve. And it's night, you're grateful for that sign. Is that correct? Yes. You thank God for that sign. You were doing 70 a few minutes ago, and now there's a big sign, 25, sharp turn. So you're grateful for that warning. Well, here's one from God. He says you need to put on the whole armor of God so that you're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, once you're born again, you put on the righteousness of Christ. He puts it on you. The old man dies, a new man comes to be. And we'll talk about the helmet and breastplate and all of that later on. But for now, we're looking at the wiles of the devil. And we broke it down, and the word wiles is intentions. So know the intentions, devices, outsmarts, schemes. This is all the word wiles. Mischief, sly, outwit, and advantage over. So it's telling you to watch out for all these ways that the devil is going to try to get one over you. And don't think that you're above anyone else and you don't need to worry about it. You do, because you get attacks on a daily basis. Every single day you get attacks. And I'm going to show you how you even speak to yourself for him. And that's true. Hosea 4:6, we all know this. We looked at it. My people are destroyed for one reason. A lack of knowledge. Amen? And listen, when you do get knowledge, you're now going to need wisdom to operate in that knowledge. Because a lot of people have got knowledge, but they got no wisdom to go with it. And they're messing their lives up. So when you get the knowledge of God, He also has wisdom to give to us. He says, if any of you ask for wisdom, let him ask without wavering. And the God who gives good gifts to His people will give you the wisdom. And so you want knowledge and you want wisdom to operate within that knowledge. Because knowledge is power. if you've got wisdom with it. Because you can have knowledge and blurt things out of your mouth at the wrong time to the wrong person. You know, a lot of people know you need to be saved. Everyone needs to be saved. And you're going to tell somebody who's just lost a child, you need to be saved. You need some wisdom right there. Amen. All right, so you get my drift. All right, now watch us. So he says in 1 Peter 5:8, he says, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. That means be awake, be alert. Be aware. He's telling you, just keep your eyes open. He says, yeah, for your adversary, he's telling you again, you've got one. And he tells you who it is, the devil. The sickness that comes on your body is not from God. He's telling you right here who it is from. When you have to declare bankruptcy and you've lost everything and your husband or wife's divorcing you, it's not from God, it's from your adversary. And you need to know the difference. Amen. And so he says, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So he goes around imitating the king of the beasts, the most fearful of animals, the lion. Now, I'm from Africa, and I'm going to show you a few things about that. The lions in Africa, in the wild, are not like Lion Park down the road. And that's pussy, pussy. Hello, nice land. You can, under his chin, he'll purr. So, now watch ya. So, he says here, he goes around like a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking somebody. Who's he looking for? He's looking for somebody, but who? Somebody that he can devour. Somebody who can get his schemes over. Somebody who could get his slyness over. Somebody who can, all those wiles of the devil, he's trying to use those. He's looking for somebody. Straight away, that tells me that's not everybody. That's the good news. There are those that he can devour, and there are those that he cannot devour. I hope to God that you choose to be one that he cannot devour. All right, so he's given us a warning. And remember in John 10, verse 10, Jesus said the thief, that's the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's only after those three things, steal, kill, and destroy. Whether it's your vision, your dreams, your destiny, your purpose, your money, your health, your whatever it is, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when he makes a person through the curse that came into the earth, when he gets somebody to be sick, think about the money he's stolen from you. Well, the insurance pays, so I'm not really worried about it. You think you get that for free? Plus, when you claim from the insurance, I pay more. There's nothing free. Only salvation. And the gift of righteousness is free. Amen. And so he comes to steal, kill, and destroy absolutely anything. When the devil comes to pay you a visit, he's not there for a cup of tea with a cucumber sandwich. He's there to steal, kill, or destroy something. Something that you have access to. You got peace, he wants to steal it. You got finances, he wants to steal it. You know, if you got a dollar in your pocket and it's all you got, he wants it. He wants that last dollar. I'm telling you, that's the thief. Can you say amen? Now, he comes to us as a roaring lion for that purpose. So he comes to steal our dreams and all that, but he comes as a roaring lion. Everyone say roaring lion. I want you to yell lion. Give me some volume here. I want you to yell lion. Are you ready? Come on. Did you hear that? Let me tell you what. I've been in Africa. I'm from South Africa. I've been in the Kruger National Park and other parks. I have seen lions. I've seen them in the kill. And I'm going to show you something about a lion, the guy he's imitating. That lion, when he roars, I'm telling you, the car vibrates. You guys think, oh, sweet kitty, kitty, kitty. Let me tell you something. That guy stands up. He make you look like a midget. I don't care if you're 6'2". He stands up way above you. His paws are that big. One smack from that paw, it's game over. Amen? And so that's what. So he imitates the lion. And when you hear that lion, I'm telling you, and I'm going to show you the roar of the lion. I want to show you how he operates, this devil, and the lion, how he imitates. So, First of all, he's pretending. He imitates. He is not a lion. Someone said he's a declawed pussycat. Right? Because Jesus destroyed him, beat him, whipped him, defeated him, completely annihilated him of all the power that he had. Well, then why is he still operating that way? Because you don't know. He's looking for those who don't know their rights. I can get them. But when you know your rights and you know what God's given for you, he can't get you. That's why sickness doesn't come near me or my family. We put our hand out. We know our rights. 17 years of age, not been to a doctor. My daughter's 16, not been to a doctor. Why? Because we know our rights. We know who we are in Christ. But if we didn't know that, I can tell you he would have been to the doctor 100 times. Now, if they needed the doctor, we're not stupid. We would have taken them, all right? But we taught them and we prayed over them and we gave them Motrin or whatever that stuff is called, the baby stuff. And by a couple of hours, it was gone. If it wasn't, we would have done what we had to. So I'm just giving you a heads up, okay? Don't stop taking your medication. All right, keep your glasses on when you're driving. All right. Now, it's the male lion that does the roaring, although a female does roar and can roar as well. It's the male lion. And the way this guy operates is, do you know, he'll stand upwind when the wind is blowing that way, and there'll be, let's say this table over here, is the herd of buck and buffalo that he's after. So he'll stand here with his voice coming at them, that roar coming at them. It'll scare them, and you're going to run away from the sound, aren't you? Amen? I hope you're going to run away from the sound. All right. And so they turn and they flee that way. He's over here. But guess what? He doesn't do his killing. He gets other people to do his dirty work. And so they turn and they flee that way. And you got the females who do the kill waiting there. It's a perfect ambush. But now also they're looking for the weak one. They're looking for the one that's hobbling or limp. Or they're looking for the baby born, and what they try to do is separate it from the herd. I've seen it. And let me just tell you something. The roar cannot hurt you. What the roar does brings fear and confusion. And people are spun around not knowing what to do, and that's when he can jump in and grab you. So when you hear the roar of sickness come on your body, don't get confused and say, why is this happening to me? You've got to know how to handle that in the spirit realm. Because remember, he says, our battle is not against flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness in high places and spiritual wickedness in high places. So my battle is not in the physical realm where I can punch and knock the guy down and, you know, give him the count of 10 and wait for him. No. If you hit the devil, he goes down. Kick him. When he's down. Amen. Don't wait, count 10, or, you know, he gets to 7, get up again. Don't give him a chance. Don't give him a chance. You get on top of him and you kick the toe out of him. How do you do that? I pray in other tongues. Once I've given him the left hook, boom, and then the uppercut, with my God said, by the power of his stripes, I'm healed. And then I give him, the left hook was that one, and then the uppercut was, Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. The Bible says, resist the devil in James. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Now, when you put him on the run, if you don't keep him on the run, he's going to stop and come straight back. How many of you had flu? More than once. You've got to put him on the run and keep him on the run. Hello, I haven't had flu in 28 years. I've got him on the run, I keep him on the run. Oh, he comes back at me, but I know exactly what to say and do.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.